Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwe Tu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend that we are just reading with Thandolwe Tu. So for today, darlings, for today, I have a guest. I'm so excited, guys. Also, I feel like this is a full circle moment. She's basically the only guest I've ever had on this podcast, okay? So,
not even a guest.
It's giving. I have one option. But anyway, today I am with my bestie. Bestie, introduce yourself.
Hello, book lovers. My name is Simpiwe Mdluli, Thando's best friend, supposedly.
Her honey.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me again. 3 years later.
Her honey.
But we're here.
Thank you for joining me. So, yeah, I think this episode is very different. Not your normal podcast episode that I do around here of a book review, but we want to have a discussion. You know, we want to be vulnerable. It might just be all over the place. Mm. So forgive us in advance, okay? We are just two very young girls.
Very lost.
Very young. Shame. How bonabas would buy in Zani. But thank you for giving us an ear. So I think just to, you know, start off, we'll just start with two questions. So I have a question for you and you have a question for me. We'll both answer both of the questions just so, you know, we have two takes to each of the questions,
okay,
right?
Sure, sure.
So I'll start with my question.
Go ahead.
So my question to you says, if there's one thing that you would change about our friendship, what would it be? Ding, 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 ding.
No, it was good being here, guys. Okay, no. I think, let me start here. So, if there's anything I could change about the friendship, right? Firstly, disclaimer. I even wrote this down. There's nothing I wouldn't change about you as a person, right? You could, you're nice as you are, right? But what I would change in our friendship, right, I think it would be how we adjust to each other's personal growths. Right, I think we have a lot of work to do there in terms of learning how to maneuver around the fact that, okay, this person is growing, okay, this other one is growing, okay, we're no longer in this season, we're in the other. So I just think we have a lot of work to do there. Yeah, basically that's just that. We just need to accept that we're growing and then find ways to deal with the growth, to accept the growth, to live with it as well. So yeah, I think that's what I would change. I hope that answers
your
question.
And I guess that's actually a good one. And to say, how do I now, you know, maneuver to you in the season?
Sure.
And not expect you in your old season to still show up
to be
in
the
your
old.
Got you, girl.
Sure.
Okay, got you. Yo, yeah.
Let's hear you.
Yeah, she's guys. So I would say the one thing that I would change is how fast we grew. Listen to me, right? So
So growth is a thing.
Yeah, so I'm saying, and the growth, let me say growth at the beginning of our friendship.
Okay.
So how fast we literally moved from we know each other, now we are acquaintances, besties. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think that's a problem?
I think part of maybe some of the things where we don't get each other are because we literally just jumped to besties. Like we didn't allow each other to be friends. I didn't know you as a friend amongst other friends. I literally knew you today, tomorrow we're like, we're doing those things and we're besties forever, and you need to deal with it, okay? So we didn't have a chance to like learn each other proper. We literally just said, siyafuna lento, and sizoyenza. But we actually didn't see ukuthi you don't know me, I don't know you. And so part of the reason why we've had, you know, rocky waters is because
we didn't take time
to get to know each other. and we had to learn each other in the, you know, in
and
the
then journey. Now, by the time we started learning about each other, we had already tied ourselves to this bestie together for life, forever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Moving right along. Okay. Your question.
I think my question is, in the years that we've been friends, right? What would you say was our peak moment or your defining moment, right? In the years that we've known each other.
Okay. So I think for me, I would say when we started working. Right. Mm. For me, did you say that too? Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I'm like, you are joined by the hip. But I think when we started working, because I feel like that's where we sort of both came into ourselves and we were like getting to know ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I think equally because we both needed to show up for each other in that season. Mm-hmm. I think that's where we were, you know, the strongest. And I also think because it was deep within COVID, we had time.
I was about to say
we had
that,
plenty
yeah.
of time. And I can almost just think of how like long we'd spend on video calls and just talking about, yo, this is how my day was today. This is what I'm struggling with. This is, you know, my colleagues are doing this today. This is, you know.
Yeah.
So I think then for me, because that was us out of school. And I think that was such a like 360 turn, trial and joke, get us in his food day, you know, now you need to show up and be a proper adult.
And we were literally living with each other then.
Yeah.
And then now there's that distance, but we're here calling each other every day. There's COVID, there's lockdown, there's this. No, I hear you.
Yeah, so that's fine.
I hear you. My answer to that is, so I'm looking at my answer, né? And I feel like your answer to the previous question, to the question that you had, does somehow relate to this. But anyway, I was saying my most defining or peak moment of our friendship is actually when we started being friends. I think there's no time that I loved you the way I loved you then.
Manja, I was like, the spark is gone.
No, the spark, my darling. I enjoyed you then, you know, enjoyed us. I enjoyed just trying to be friends with you and then trying to make myself, you know, appear as, yeah, no, you know, you can be friends with me, you know, let's try that. I really loved that, and I really loved loving you. I think that was the most
love, but
I'm just saying,
please go back.
I don't think koningi love in a figure, that one was for me. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed, because there's nothing else in Yaktanda, but Yaktanda was Yaktanda. But then I loved you and I enjoyed loving you,
and you were making an effort to love me. No, I'm just saying, like, I need to friendship in Japan, friendship my you're making an effort, right? It's
a,
not
a
bad thing.
A normal person would just be reserved, you know, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly.
Bless your
my
soul.
My hot spot from that love.
Oh, wow. Same, Vigesana. Okay, that was nice. For an icebreaker, that was quite long. So I can see this being a very long episode. So guys, please buckle up, okay? So the book that we are actually making reference to in our discussion today is titled To My Sisters. And the publishers of this book, apologies guys if I don't pronounce their names correctly, but it's Renee Kampuku and Courtney Daniela Boateng. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So yeah, guys, so this book was published by Bluebird, an imprint of Pan Macmillan. The book is really fairly new. It was published in the year 2023. And my rating for this one, I'll definitely say for me, this was a 4-star read, okay? Easily could have been a 5, but a 4. It was a 4 for
Why?
Me. I just think like it didn't, in as much as it was a very good book, right? But it didn't scream 5. Like, it didn't scream...
What was short?
I wouldn't say there was... I wouldn't say there was something that was short. I think maybe because there was so many things of, like, me that I must fix and I must work on that were unraveling.
Sure.
So it was, at some points, it wasn't a good feeling,
sure,
you know?
Okay.
So I think maybe it was that, to say, not, like... throughout the whole book was I happy and, you know, into it, but there were certain points where I was like, shoo, it's getting a bit hectic, you know. Mm. But overall, it was an enjoyable book. But I just think, yeah, there was just something for me that was missing. Yeah. You?
Okay. I think I would rate it
45 stars.
No, 4.5.
Okay.
4.5. And then the other half, I think it's just because there's parts of the book that I didn't enjoy as much.
Mm.
Right? There's where they speak about their story. Like, they would just write, and then the other person would just speak about, okay, this is where our friendship has evolved, this is how it has evolved, and this is where it comes from, and so on and so forth. I didn't enjoy that as much, because I just feel like they didn't really give us the juice and what we really wanted to know. So yeah, man. But overall, 4.5, it's a good book. It's a very challenging book at that, but very nice, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on then to the synopsis, and this is straight from the book. So it says, Renee and Courtney have one goal, to see women win. With their own friendship spanning a decade, their mission is to reinvigorate sisterhood and redefine womanhood. Redefine womanhood has turned into a global community of women helping each other to reclaim their power. Join these online big sisters as they draw from their intimate experiences to teach, guide, and show how to embrace the power of friendship and community in an authentic way. Packed with practical advice based around which of their five friendship profiles you belong to and the way this impacts how you show up in your friendships, as well as reflective activities and wise words, Two My Sisters will teach you how to find, build, and nourish lifelong friendships. Let's glow and grow together.
That's good.
A mouthful, hey?
That's too good.
That is really, really
that
a mouthful.
Is too good.
So let's move on to the things that we liked about the book. So I'll give one, you give one, and just go on in that fashion, right?
Sure.
So I think for me, I really loved the activities, because the activities basically said, we have given you all of these points, we have taught you all of these things, we've allowed you, you know, to learn all of this, but now let's reflect, let's take a step back, you know, let's bring it back home. A lot of times when we're reading books, we just get to know about the other person's experience, but what the activities then did is to bring the experience back home. And I think they also allowed for community, because they were also saying these are activities you can do with your friends, so you don't necessarily have to do alone. And I did one activity with this girl child, she was like, oh, I know where you got this from. So I really enjoyed the activities. You?
For me, I think I just loved the relatability of the book. You know? I really loved how relatable the book is and how easily I could identify myself in the book.
Yeah.
And I could also identify you in the book and my other friends, right? So for me, I just think that's a 5,
yeah.
A 10 maybe. Yeah.
Mm. Got you.
Mm-hmm.
I think my next one was just their sharing of their personal stories and their vulnerability. I think the one thing that rang true in this whole book is just how vulnerable they were. They were like letting us into their friendship, into their lives. They didn't need to do that, but they did. And they did it with so much vulnerability. So I really did, you know, appreciate that.
Mm. Okay, I think my other biggest highlight in the book was how when I'm reading the book, I feel like I'm speaking to someone that understands me, right? I'm engaging someone who really understands me and who wants to understand me and who's on my side.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a book that I would read and I feel so condemned and I feel like, oh my goodness, I'm such a horrible person.
Yeah.
No, it felt like speaking to a person that really understands and a person that's really there to help you to become a better version of yourself.
Yeah. I think then my last one, I just loved how for me the book prompted me to change, you know, change certain things in how I am as a person, but also how I show up in my friendships. And I think like it was so deep to a point where I actually wrote down like things where I was like, okay, this is an area that I need to improve on. And I wrote it down. And that has also, since I've finished like reading the book, allowed me to keep going back to thinking to those things and say, hey, how can I actually show up differently? So I really loved that it prompted me to change.
Okay, no, that's a good one. My last one is very vague, but I just think I loved how soft the book is.
Yeah.
It's so soft, and it's so, you will be smiling from the moment you open the book until you close it, you
yeah.
know? It's just so soft, so calm, so kind,
yeah.
also, you know? So I really loved that.
It feels like a hug.
It does feel like a warm hug.
It feels like a hug.
Yeah, it feels like a hug.
Sure. Okay, so let's get into the juicy bits, okay? I hope I don't cry, child. So here, guys, we're just going to be just having a discussion. Hopefully, we won't be too long. But we'll just dive deep into some of the points, you know, that we got from the book. So yeah, certain things that we got from the book, certain things that we feel like we need to improve on. Yeah, so it's just going to be a discussion. I tell you, you tell me, we tell each other, okay? For the benefit of this friendship, can we not fight after this?
Guys, we have so much fixing to do after this, but
can we not fight after this, okay?
Okay,
so
let's go.
The first one, mm-hmm. and we spoke about it before actually starting to record this, mm-hmm. but the first one was, the point says we must have expectations and learn the expectations of your sisters. And I mean, we have come like, a long way with the expectations chat.
Expectations chat triggers me.
Yeah.
Because really triggers me. Yeah.
I think at first we were very clear to say, this is what you want from me. This is what I want from you.
Sure.
At some point, both of us were falling short. You know, we were not meeting those expectations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then at some point we thought, okay, no, actually scrap the expectations. Love me the way you see fit. I love you the way I see fit.
And do you think that has worked?
I don't think so.
The latter.
I don't think so. I think we were doing better with
the
former.
Expectations.
Yeah. I think we're doing better with the former, okay? But
yeah.
Also for me, like this for me was also like, sometimes I can know what you expect from me and still not love you from that point, or still not friendship from that point. So for me also, this was like a aha moment to say, certain things you might know, but why is it that you don't change? Why is it that you don't improve, you know?
But I do think, yes, expectations, and we must... you must say what your expectations are, this, that, and the third. And we're saying, you and I, that we were better off with expectations in our friendship. But I just think as we grow, and as we, I mean, we've been friends for a long time. And
long time.
And we get to a point where you really know me.
Yeah.
Right? And I really know you.
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where I don't even have to really pronounce what my expectation is. Given that at the beginning of the friendship, yes, we said, hey, you know me, I like this, you must do this. But years later, where we are now, I just think, you know me and I know you. And it's only fair that we meet each other there. Right? Let's just meet each other there. And that's really just it. No need to say, I expect this, do this, do, just meet me there.
But what if where you want me to meet you is not where I am meeting? Maybe like I can think I'm meeting you there, but that's not how you're receiving it. Because I think earlier on, I'm not sure if it was like now during this recording or it was earlier, but we did speak about seasons. You know, we touched on seasons. So I can know you from a point of knowing you as my friend over the years, but then I might not be loving you right or friendshipping right in the season. I might be doing something now that was okay for Simpiwe 2 years ago, but Simpiwe now doesn't even see that as me showing up. So for me, I get what you're saying, to say right here and now we should know each other and know what we want, but I also think there is a need here, like here and again, just to go back to say, how do you want me to love you in this season?
Right.
Or how do you want me to love Usimpiwe now? And I think we always need to have those check-ins.
Because
we change. And we change every day. So for me to expect you to still want to be loved like you did 3 years ago would not, you know, be good. It would do a disservice to you and our friendship.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move then. So the next one say, this one was so important. And I think before I even get to the point, one thing that they mentioned in the book is that there's so many books on love, like romantic relationships, but there is so few books on friendship. And friendship is also such an important thing, you know, like friendship is so important and it needs just the same amount of love, you know. And this point was just saying love languages. And whenever we think of love languages, we always think romantic relationships. What does my partner like? But this was just saying love languages also matter in our friendships. and you need to know mine, and I need to know yours, right?
What do you think my love language is?
Yo, wait.
And I'm gonna be so upset if you don't get it right.
Oh my gosh! And I know
I'm gonna
this.
Give you two. Okay, maybe okay, get
let me
get two right.
Okay,
yeah, get
okay.
two right.
I think you love being affirmed. I think.
Okay.
I think you love being affirmed.
Sure.
And but I also think I would also say like you like a quality time. You yeah. like spending time.
Yeah.
So I would also put the touch one, but I don't think it's that deep.
I think before affirm, it would be touch.
Touch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Physical touch.
But
okay.
Quality time
is number one.
It ranks up there.
Yeah. You really big on quality
no,
time.
No. Yeah. I know it ranks.
Tando,
up there.
You haven't seen me in 10 months.
But you are busy seeing who and who and who.
Well, that's what I saw. Okay. So yeah. quality time, physical touch, and then words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. That's you. Quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation.
Sure. Top
yeah.
three. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Then you, I think, in no order.
Hmm.
But I think affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Quand je vois yin le ama
service.
Yeah, acts of service. Yeah, acts of service.
Mm.
And then le ama gift yin.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Which challenge?
I think that's your top three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Affirmations, I think not so much. I don't think I care
You're
much
not,
about
yeah,
being affirmed.
Sure, that's true.
But I think for me, acts of service are number one.
Mm.
Like, I really just love people that
yeah, you
will just show up. Like,
ungbone
kuthi shemuya sokolala and just close
yeah,
the gap.
Sure,
for me,
sure.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
And gifts, but I don't think there's a Pisces that doesn't love gifts. That's like top 10, okay? So gifts are non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Okay, then, let's move, right?
Sure.
The other point, and this doesn't necessarily have to do with, like, I don't think it's much about friendship, but it's just general to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just saying, healing doesn't mean you won't be triggered,
mm-hmm.
right? It might still come up because it's still a sensitive part of you. And for mm-hmm. me, I was like, damn.
Shoot.
Because a lot of time when we do work to heal, we always expect to sort of close, like get to a point where you close the chapter and you're like, yeah, now I'm healed. It's gone. It's
Could
forgotten. You know? Mm. But for me, this was just a good reminder to say, hey, you can be healed and still be triggered.
And still go back.
Exactly.
And, say, hey.
And still feel the hurt.
Sure. That's
so
true.
So that was like,
yeah, no.
Damn.
No, that's true.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then I will jump now. Okay.
Why are we jumping?
I will jump. Hold
okay,
on.
Jump.
I'm going to jump to things to improve on.
Okay.
Because now
sure.
I see the time, right?
Okay, sure.
I just want us to maybe put two or three things to improve on going forward and say, hey, let's do 1, 2, 3 better, right?
Okay.
I think the first one that stood out for me was to listen more. And this is what they said, right? I'm quoting this directly. It says, mm-hmm. know when to get off the stage and pass the mic.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn! Know
Come
when to get
me.
Off the stage and pass the mic. And I think for me, I love talking. I'm literally like such a talker. I talk a lot. Like, I talk, right?
Mm.
And for me, I always like have to remind myself to say, Tula. Like, Tula. Like, now is your time to keep quiet. Allow other people to
love
talk,
it.
You know?
Mm.
And so for me, like, as I kept reading that section, it was just like, yo, it could have not just come at the right time. It's one of the things where I've seen that sometimes I can be on a call with someone. The call can be 30 minutes. I've probably spoken 20.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like, what if on that particular day you wanted to tell me something? But because I was so fixated on being the talker, I missed you in, you know, that point where you actually wanted to be heard.
Sure.
So for me, that was like, shoo, like learn to listen. Like, let a conversation be a two-way. Yes, sometimes the other will want to articulate what they want more than the other.
But as someone
that knows that you are a talker, just get off the stage.
Money
yeah.
And give the other person
give
the mic.
The mic.
How well do you think you're doing there?
I mean, I wouldn't say I've started implementing, so...
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Like, already even in us recording this, I'm like, Keep quiet. Don't interrupt.
Let the person speak.
Let the person speak and finish. Speak. Yeah, but, so yeah, but it's definitely something that I, you know, want to improve just generally. And not even in friendships, but just as me a as a person.
Yeah.
Tula. You know?
But I think those are, I mean, yes, tula. Nyavumelana now tula. But tula, yes, but I'm just saying guti. Some of those things, especially that one, you're just also cool, man. Cause you missed the lane. Yeah, you went there. You know, you will just speak. You know, but I think those are one of those things that make you you. You know, they make you who you are. You know, if Bakunike mic, but define yourself or tell us who you are. I think one of the biggest things that make you who you are is that, like. All of us could agree on one thing, that. So I just think you need to find balance but find a place where I'm not gonna lose that, but I'm also not gonna be
too overbearing. Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one was for us to have friendship goals, and for this one I was like damn, because you know you start the year and you're like, I need to set goals for myself, vision board, say what, and you know those in relationships will also have like goals in their relationships and their marriages, but we never really sit down and say, where do we see this friendship in 5 years and how are we going to get there? And for me, that was like, damn.
That's
you know,
a real one.
And it was just speaking about like, you would wake up tomorrow and want to start a business with your sister or your partner, you know? But you would never really think, let me start a business with my friend. Do you know what I mean? There are a lot of things that you can think of, but you won't think, like, friend won't be number one.
But why?
I don't know. Right? I don't know. But I think that's where now these goals come in, you know, for us to actually say, hey, whenever it is that we decide to do it, but we're like, for the next year, for the next 6 months, this is what we want to focus on. You know? And I think they also made an example of like, start an NGO together. We have and they are struggling.
They're not struggling. Why? They're not. I mean, we're trying. We're just girls.
we're just trying. But yeah, I think that would be nice for us to really have like friendship goals.
I don't know how I feel, right? That's important, right? I hear you, but my chat is that you see the example you made, Wuti, if you want to start a business or do whatever, your first point of reference would be my partner, my sister, my mom, my cousin from Gupi Gupi, right? And your friend would be bottom of the barrel. It's okay, I get laba bafuni. Okay, let me try my friend, right? And for me, that's a problem, right? For me, I just think yonke lento of setting goals and whatever, we are trying to bind ourselves, but we said we are... There's nothing holding us together to say we're doing it, right? But siyazama to say, we have this thing and we said we were going to do it, let's do it. But I don't know how to put it, but I really have a problem with just how, okay, I'm going to do it with my friend. Now, kind of doing it with the friend, it's just like, okay, sure, let's do it. Now we're for as long as this thing is going on and we cannot break up because...
But do you think if we're setting goals and God forbid something happens in the friendship, do you think you would stay because of the goal? I don't think so. I think if the friendship has ran its race and pelile, whether gune goal or not, the friendship is opel, right? But I think for me, just by virtue of us saying we're choosing each other, already says he's bindil, goal or not. But I think a goal, to see where is this friendship going? Because currently we're just doing it and we're taking it a day at a time and we're not holding each other to something. But maybe we should. Because maybe sometimes we're too relaxed in the friendship. You know how in a relationship uzohlale ufuna ukuyenza izinto to keep the fire burning, but are you putting in the same effort in a friendship to keep the fire burning?
That's
and maybe
question.
that's when where that's it comes from.
We are born again. That's the question.
Okay, so I think maybe just to wrap it up, the last one I want to talk about, is it says celebrate your friends no matter what,
right?
And I think the examples that they made were not even like
your normal
big things.
Celebrate.
Yeah, they were not like, oh, your friend got a job, your friend bought a car. They were not the big things, right? Mm. But they were just saying, your friend left that guy. Your friend started, I don't know, started a new diet. Like the small things, right? Oh,
why
sorry, teacher.
Why is
oh my word, I just thought about it, left that guy, because I think they also made the example. So just thinking about examples,
sure.
And I'm like, who?
Okay, sure.
But yeah, it was just saying, we don't have to celebrate only the big things. Like, oh, now you're pregnant, celebrate. Now, you know, doesn't have to be the big things. Just your friend moving from a space where they couldn't do certain things, and now you see them actually doing them and trying them. That's worth, you know, celebrating. And a lot of times we always wait for these big grand moments to celebrate each other, but it doesn't have to be, you know, doesn't have to be like that. We can just celebrate each other because of the small steps and the little things.
Mm.
Because I think as an individual, you're not likely to celebrate your little things.
Sure.
But a job of a friend is to actually shine
and
light
highlight
on
that
the
to
little
you,
things.
That,
yeah.
Hey, that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little but big.
I mean,
big. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Very big.
Very. Yeah. Extremely.
In that context, very big.
Sure.
Anyway, I think, yeah, I get that. I think, but I, in the context of you and I, I think we've done that pretty well.
You more than me. I'm learning.
You are.
I think over the years, I'm definitely learning.
Yeah, but I do think maybe
learning.
Me, sure. But yeah. I think I'm. I mean, I've done that.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've
no,
done
you
that.
You don't struggle with that.
Yeah, like, I no.
Showing up
no.
is your brand.
You, sure.
Like showing up
is
your brand.
No, so you know.
Yeah, showing up is your brand, and we're learning. Me and all of your other friends, we're learning, you know.
I mean,
that's the one thing
we can
really say.
I can only take you at your word.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think maybe just in closing, because Aibo episode is Kim Sam. And if you've listened all the way until here, we are tanned away. Now, Savugusho. But I really just wanted to say in closing, thank you for buying me this book. Because yes, you bought me this book.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you.
And before we... You know, I bought that book intentionally, but I hadn't read it, right? But I just knew.
You knew.
I just knew. Because I also just think for you, ne, there's nothing that you listen to or take practically more than a book.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I think if someone wants to get to you,
they must buy me a book.
They must buy you a book.
Nah, so.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Note to my husband.
Husband?
Mountain King, a husband.
Buy a book. You know, so I just thought. We are gonna need it.
Yeah.
Not even you, but even nah, myself, you know. That I didn't know what the book was about, but I just thought, no, we are gonna need that book.
And it's totally vele sting imvuselelo.
Hey, no, but.
Hey.
But when do we ever not need imvuselelo?
Hey, that's also something else.
I mean, when do we. Guys.
Unzima.
Friendship.
Yeah. But I think, I've already said thank you for buying me the book. Thank you for joining me. This was fun.
I mean,
this was really fun.
I mean,
hi, Bo. Sing us what I just said. This is study podcast. Now, you
call,
Goal number one.
Idea plan.
Exactly.
Let's do that. Man.
Please, guys. Look out. Courtney.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, but. Thank you.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Well, having me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds
for,
so formal.
Right? Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being my friend. And thank you for extending grace over and over and over again.
Guys.
It's not easy, but...
The grace chat?
Yeah.
Another episode. Gule podcast.
Gule podcast.
Gule podcast theaters. I know. Thank you so much. I love you so much. I love you like the way I did.
In this moment.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, in this moment.
Now. No. Not when I leave here.
Yeah, in this moment. Oh, can I package this moment and put it in a smaller nyana box? Yeah,
no, thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, guys. Sisayo
fisa, guys. Manj. Sisayo kuluma. Kuts boushuktin mauti so.
Yeah. And I mean, guys, like I always say, remember to do everything out of love.
Mwah. Bye.